The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُو هُو بِلِيهِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me spend a little bit of time discussing the verses from Surah Taha, verses 77 up to verse 91. I think is very relevant to us and the anniversary of the revolution. This is part of the story of Musa and Banu Israel and Fir'aun. The story of Musa and Fir'aun and Musa and Banu Israel, the children of Israel, has been mentioned in the Holy Quran many times. In each section, a certain part of it is more elaborate, is more extended. Certain other parts are either skipped or not mentioned or mentioned briefly. In this chapter, there are other parts mentioned as well. The parts I read start from the point where لَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي فَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَىٰ We revealed upon Musa, we gave him a message, أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي Travel with my ibad, with my slaves, Banu Israel, at night. Isra is traveling at night. فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ And you will get to a bahr. This is, again, it's very concise. In other chapters, it talks about this section, what happened, them leaving the city, and then getting there, and then the conversations between Banu Israel and Musa, and then seeing Fir'aun come, and then this is a concise version. This part of it is very concise. فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ Then when you get there, you open a path in the bahr, according to the other verses that we have in other chapters regarding this, that apparently was not something that he was told initially. The wah came to leave the city. Then when they got there, the command was to stay there. They waited there. Fir'aun came. Banu Israel started to panic. They're seeing Fir'aun. They think they're going to be ruined. There's nowhere to go. At that point, God tells Musa to touch the bahar, that sea, with his staff, and a path open. فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَ This is going to be a dry path. You don't have to worry what you're stepping into. And لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكًا وَلَا تَخْشَى You should not have any fear of any fall, any pit, and you should not have any worry. خَوْف إِنْ خَشْيَ Relatively the same term. Some details I want to skip on that. So basically, Musa took Banu Israel based on God's revelation, God's message to him. They crossed the Bahr, the sea. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ بِجُنُودِهِ Fir'aun with his army and military followed them. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ The sea covered them. What of the sea covered them. Okay, in other words, they drown. وَأَضَلِّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَى And Fir'aun misled his people, and he did not guide them. Up to this point, this is a summary. Now, before this verse, Musa and Harun going to Fir'aun, and then what happened there, all of that is discussed. But here, this is a summary of the escape and the release, the point where Banu Israel, after generations of being chained, being enslaved, being mistreated, living under a government that suppresses their religion, their religious identity, abuses them, kills them, for their views, for their belief, after so long generations have been struggling there, finally they're relieved. Who relieved them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through a messenger, Musa. in a most miraculous way. Okay, I want to pause here, draw a parallel and comparison to the revolution to this. We believe generally that anything that happens in the world is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His will is manifesting. His mashi'ah, ma yasha'. Anytime we see anything, we should say, masha'Allah. This is what God willed. This is what God wanted. Everything is like that. There are certain times, however, that as the instance of Banu Israel, that God himself says his hand for us is more visible. And he calls them Ayyamullah, the day of Allah. In other words, it's so bright and so clear that God did this, that it's like daytime. It's that clear, as opposed to nighttime where things happen, you just don't see it. When it's pitch black, things are happening, things are moving. The sun is moving, the earth is moving, it's pitch black, you don't see. There's certain times that that's more evident. The revolution after the entirety of the Muslim world is in shackles, in chains, suppressed, the clergy of Muslimin from whatever sect that's actually remnants of the teachings of the Prophet, be it Sunni or Shia, they're all under the control, the authority, the iron fist of the colonialist kafir powers of the world. Whether it's Azhar in Egypt, whether it is the Hawza in Najaf, the Hawza in Qum, the clergy schools and the clergy in Turkey, the clergy in wherever you can imagine, it's all under the authority and in shackles provided and created by the colonialists. The cities of Islam, Mecca, Medina, under a British puppet, in other words, under the authority of the British, Al Saud represented the British. And later the Americans. This is how Muslimin were living. Israel, the Zionist government, officially took that land, even kicked all the Muslimin out, killed many of them, and said, we're even changing the name of this land to Israel. The rest of it, through puppet governments, all Muslimin throughout the world, now under the control and authority of kuffar. Their religion is being attacked in so many different ways. The center of the Sunni Islamic government, which was the Ottoman Empire, the center of it was current-day Turkey. The clergy could not wear their clergy clothes. The women had to remove their hijab. Their script was changed. They had Arabic script just like Iran does, just like Pakistan does. We use Arabic script. They changed that to Western script. Now, Turkish people, most of them, they cannot read their own Turkish works prior to the period when the colonialists. Hijabs were removed in Iran forcefully. All the rules of God were fought against. This is what was happening to all Muslimin worldwide. In one part of the Muslim lands, for all Muslimin, the shackles were removed. People were freed, starting with that part. And that was very much clearly miraculous and divinely guided. Very, very evident. Don't hear it from me. Don't take it from me. Go back and find whatever documentaries. Everyone is caught by surprise. Then when you read the details of who did what did Imam Khomeini say, what did he do, what steps did he take, what did people do, how could this have happened in this way without a divine guidance that is guiding the mind of the leader and those involved in it. That's another for another time. This was very miraculous. Clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed. What I'm emphasizing on, I keep saying all Muslimin. When the revolution succeeded, again, go back and read that. All Muslimin were extremely happy. They all saw it as the victory of Islam at that time. Everyone, Shia, Sunni. In a matter of days, the Palestinians, they came to the Islamic Republic, met with the leaders. The Israeli embassy was changed into a Palestinian embassy. Right when the revolution succeeded, the Israeli embassy was taken out. And we don't have such a country. There's no such government. There's no embassy. They had to leave. And when the Palestinians came, the embassy was given to them. That was their embassy, and it still is. Palestinians came very happy. Pakistan was the first government, I think the next day, second day after the revolution succeeded, recognized the ambassador in Pakistan, gave a talk. I think it was broadcasted on the television. It was in Farsi. And they were the first to recognize the Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can see the joy in everyone, all these Muslimin that are getting that news. Everyone is extremely happy. Why? Because they're all mu'minin. They all see this as a victory of Islam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه